Venezuela's ambassador to St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Francisco Perez Santana, says the people of the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela are confronting new escalation of the imperial aggression against Venezuela. This after the United States deployed military warships to waters off Venezuela to fight drug trafficking. Accusations Ambassador Santana has dismissed.
The Donald Trump administration is threatening the peace of our country and the entire region by sending military ships to the Caribbean under the pretext of combating. That is absolutely a lie, no? It's false. It's a false flag. This new threat constitutes a new level of siege in Washington's interventionist plan for Latin America and the Caribbean, focusing, of course, on the Bolivarian Republic as a sample of resistance, dignity, sovereignty, and independence. In this scenario, as in the face of all previous attacks, the President Nicolas Maduro has been emphatic and when he said, Venezuela will once again triumph over all the extravagant, bizarre, and criminal threat of U.S. imperialism.
Ambassador Santana has also accused the United States of attempting to instigate regime change in his country.
They are applying many strategies to take out the revolution from the people of Venezuela. And they fail all the time, even with the situation of attacking directly, attempting to with the life of our president Nicolas Maduro. But they fail all the time. They are failing, and they have no way to fight against the people, because it's not just one man, like the president Maduro say. It's an entire people and terror revolution that they are attacking, no? And we are defending, of course, and we will defend ourselves.
The Venezuelan ambassador is calling on CARICOM countries to be mindful of the situation, as this is also a threat for all Caribbean countries.
Until now, the Trump administration didn't present any proof of trafficking within or through Venezuela. But what we can present is the evidence of there is not trafficking at all, or not at all, but I will explain with figures, through Venezuela. And that is something that the Caribbean countries have to take in account, because the threat is not just to Venezuela. I think the threat is against all the Caribbean countries. Anything that happened in Venezuela could repercute negatively to the Caribbean countries. And our call is to the people of the Caribbean to call their government to be united with the Caribbean and doesn't allow that the United States of America and the Trump administration treat our region.
Venezuela's ambassador to St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Francisco Perez Santana. U.S. officials have accused President Nicolas Maduro and members of his government of heading the Venezuelan cocaine trafficking cartel, Cartel de los Soles, which Washington has designated a terrorist organization. I'm Colvin Harry with today's special report.